Hi, this is Kelly.
And this is Scarlett. Welcome to Hot in Arizona. Today it's hot and a little humid.
It is a little humid.
It's only like 100 degrees, but, you know, here we are in the mobile studio. My windshield looks like caca because it got tinkled on.
Yes.
That humidity fell onto my windshield.
I'm so happy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take any little drop that comes out of the sky.
Right? And we have so much cloud cover right now. It is definitely not a sunny day. So it's very deceiving. Mm-hmm. You go, ooh, look how nice and cool it must be outside. I'll bring a light sweater. No.
It's not. Yeah, it's still hot.
Yeah.
In fact, I was doing stuff today, helping my mom with stuff, and I was like, it has to be humid. I am sweating more than normal.
This is
terrible.
Yeah, definitely. That's the only thing I don't like about humidity.
Yeah.
Don't make me glisten.
Right. But at least we're heading into monsoon, and so it's worth the humidity to have some rain.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
Definitely. So what else is new and exciting?
Not much.
No?
Not much.
Whole heck of a lot of nothing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's good.
I guess.
You're keeping out of trouble, at least.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, that's good for you. That's good for you. So what's been on your mind?
Well, you know, I have tried over the years to do detox cleanses.
Yeah.
And I even tried to do a juice detox cleanse a while back.
Really? Now, you know how I feel about those. You know I do. I am not on that team.
Yeah. Well, I thought, well, that could be good, you know, because juices, I am definitely a juice proponent. I love homemade juice. It's really good for you. I really believe that. And I thought, well, okay, I'll try the juice cleanse. Yeah, that lasted about 4 hours. And I was like, nope, I need food. I need to be able to eat. And so I just kind of felt discouraged about it and never went back to it. Well, then I was reading an article the other day, and it was talking about cleanses are not good for you.
No, they're not.
Huh. So I started doing a little more research on it, and wow, I was amazed because, you know, all these people are so, they love to promote that, you know, do a detox, do a cleanse, and, and whatever.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And the things they will say.
Yes.
To get you to do them.
Yes. And like pay the money for
your them. Your liver needs this. Your kidneys can't handle all this stuff. You've got to do the cleanse if you're going to be healthy. Bull pucky.
Yeah. No, it's...
Bull pucky.
They're not good for you.
No, they're not.
They're not. And your liver works the same whether you are doing a juice cleanse or a intermittent fasting or any other kind of cleanse that you want to come up with. Your liver works the same. Right. It takes in the stuff. It separates it out to figure out, okay, this stuff's going to the body. This stuff is going to waste. And it just, that's how the liver works. And it doesn't matter what you're putting in your body. It still works the exact same way.
Right.
And all the water and all the juice and all the fasting, whatever, it doesn't change what's all the damage that's already been done to your liver.
Right.
So, and same with your kidneys, same with your heart, same with any of it. It doesn't change it. And in fact, if you have any kind of certain health issues, like kidney issues or liver issues or diabetes, heart disease, any of those things, these cleanses can be deadly.
Amen, sister. So, seriously, they can.
Yeah.
And part of the thing is, we've talked about this before, how magical our bodies are.
Right.
Our bodies know what to do as long as we give them the proper things.
Yes.
Okay. So what you just said, it's not going to change anything, right?
Right.
So if there is damage done, there's damage done. You're just going to have to own that.
Yep.
You just don't want to continue that. So really the most important thing is just putting good food into you.
Yes. Yes.
But you don't have to go to the extremes of a cleanse because nothing is getting cleaned.
Right. You're not cleaning your system.
It may give you the poops. So.
Yes. But see, that's part of your filtration system in your body. Your body has a natural filtration system.
Right.
Has your kidneys. Right. Has your liver. Has your lungs. Yep. And it has your colon. Mm-hmm. All of those things are your body's natural filtration system. Mm-hmm. So, in order to keep those filters from getting clogged, you need to eat and drink the proper things for your body.
Right.
That doesn't mean starve yourself.
Nope.
It doesn't mean drink juice only.
Right.
I will definitely defend juice.
Yes, but that's not your only thing.
But, yes, exactly.
You eat.
I have one juice in the morning. Sometimes I have a second juice in the afternoon. But I eat food during the day.
And it's clean food. And it's healthy food.
It is healthy food. I'm a very healthy eater.
You really
most
are.
Most of the time.
Yeah. It's not the refined sugars.
Right.
It's not the bad grains. You are eating what our bodies were intended to eat.
Right. And we've talked about gut health and how important gut health is.
Oh, my gosh.
So important. And when you are doing these cleanses, you are messing up your gut health.
Yes, you are.
And
preach it. Yes, you are.
You're ruining the good stuff that you've got going on. So if you've been doing something to fix your gut, and then you go and do a cleanse, you've just damaged and ruined all that stuff that you've done to fix your gut.
Amen.
And as we've talked about gut health before, your gut is connected to every other part of your body, including your brain and your heart.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So,
yes.
Please don't do cleanses.
All
I mean,
the yeses.
Seriously. And intermittent fasting, you know, another thing that people use this stuff for is to lose weight.
Right.
Yep, you're going to lose some weight.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some water weight, and you're going to lose some weight. And the reason you're going to lose weight is because you are restricting your calories.
Right.
You're not eating your food. Mm-hmm. You're doing a major restriction. But the minute you start eating again, you're going to gain that weight back.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just not. And same with intermittent fasting. You know, I've looked at it from both sides. I think once in a great while fasting is okay. But some of these people are fasting every day.
Okay, but.
And that's not intermittent to me.
What is intermittent fasting?
Intermittent fasting is like, to me, would be like once a week. Once a month, because it's not all the time. If
okay,
you're fasting every day.
But that's not what is being touted as intermittent fasting.
Right.
Intermittent fasting, what people are saying, is when you eat for a certain amount of hours and then you go without.
Right.
Which is what I do every day because I sleep for 12 hours.
Right.
So I don't eat for 12 hours.
We all go. We all have intermittent
fasting.
Well,
that's why I thought it was so stupid.
Yeah.
Why are they touting this? I do it every day.
Right.
And I don't even think about it.
Right. Every day, we all stop eating at night before we go to bed. We sleep for however many
hours.
That's
why they call it breakfast.
Break your fast when you eat breakfast in the morning.
That's why when this whole thing took off, I was like, well, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yes. To me, intermittent fasting would be once a week or once a month, you know, just to kind of like, okay, I had all this sugar. I think I'm just going to take a break for a little while or, you know, that kind of thing. There's also fasting for religion.
Right.
Religious purposes. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But this whole eating for 4 hours and then not eating for 16 hours... I don't understand. Why would you cram all that food into your body and then have it go through the digestive process and then 4 hours later you're hungry again?
Right.
Even though you ate a ton of food, your whole day's worth of food in that 4 hours, you will be hungry again in 6 hours when your body has gone through the digestive process.
Right. And hopefully you'll be asleep by then. But I tell you what, my stomach has woke me up sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like, I know you're tired.
But I'm hungry.
But you need to get your happy ass up.
Exactly.
And fix me a piece of toast or something. Because I'm going to make your life miserable here in a minute.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And the heat for me.
Oh, my gosh.
This last week, I have felt like crap because I just can't eat enough. I can't eat enough food to make me feel good.
Really?
Yeah. So I've got to start looking at my food and going, where can I adjust? What do I need to fix to make me feel like I'm eating enough? Which is weird because I don't want to eat. The heat makes me not want to eat.
I was going
to
say,
I'm
not hungry.
I'm not eating enough because my body starts getting the shakes really bad.
Mm.
And so it's like, okay, I got to figure something out.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah.
But I will say, back to the detoxing and everything, I do believe in sugar detoxes. And the reason being, because a sugar detox is cutting out refined sugar.
Well, then I don't like calling it a detox.
Right.
I just like calling it an elimination.
Yep.
You don't need all that sugar.
Yep.
You just don't. Same kind of with salt, you know?
Yeah.
I came from a family that never added salt. Mm-hmm. So when people add salt, it just amazes me.
I don't eat salt. I don't add salt, really. I mean, I add it to my food not at the dinner table when I'm cooking.
When you're cooking.
Yeah.
If this is what it calls for, I'm going to sprinkle some in there.
Yeah.
But I don't add it after.
Me neither. Yeah, I never got that.
Now, I will add, like, other things, like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I like seasonings,
uh-huh.
but I've just never, we just never added salt because my grandfather had a triple bypass, you know, uh-huh. so we just didn't eat salt. And then, of course, that hurts me later in life.
Right.
Well, even when I was little, and the doctor was like, she doesn't get enough salt. So I have to, they give me pretzels and I would just lick the salt off pretzels. Yeah, but I think that there's just so many things that go along with these cleanse, you know, I'm doing the air quotes, quote unquote, mm-hmm. cleanses, and they do market them.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Really well.
Oh, yes,
they right?
do.
They make you so scared
uh-huh.
that, oh my gosh, my, you know, I've got to cleanse my kidneys. I've got to cleanse my liver.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get to lose weight, which, of course, everybody wants to do.
Right.
And promising you all this stuff, it really upsets me that they can get away with that.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should do their homework. Everybody should.
Yes.
And you should always talk to your doctor.
Yes.
Always talk to your doctor before you are going to change your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially something this radical.
Absolutely. And especially if you have underlying health issues.
Oh my gosh, especially.
I mean, you know,
because it is really bad for diabetics.
It really is. You have to have a certain amount of, yeah. Oh my gosh. I get so frustrated. Even when you have a health coach come up to you and say, oh, you can do this, this, and this, a dietitian or whatever. Talk to your doctor.
Yes.
Do your research. And doctors don't know everything either.
No.
So make sure you're doing your research. You know, Being your own advocate.
Oh, absolutely. A long time ago, I did this, you know, diet fad thing. And it was run by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But I also discussed it with my GP.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, hey, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is who the doctor is. And this is what happens at my appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor, bless his heart, I loved my doctor up at Flagstaff. Oh my God, Dr. Frank. Oh, I don't know if he's still there, but he was awesome. He was like, okay, I'm not going to tell you I'm happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad that he is monitoring you,
mm-hmm.
and I too will be monitoring you. because he just wanted to make sure. It was
uh-huh.
very controversial,
mm-hmm.
and it turns out that it was very unhealthy. And he did not want anything happening.
Right.
Because it is very important. And at that time, I wasn't even diabetic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if doing these radical type things
uh-huh.
caused my body to get so out of whack.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That now I pay the price.
Right. That's possible. I mean, if you look at it and you go, wow, that's a little extreme.
Right.
That should be a clue.
Right.
And you have bio-individuality.
Yes.
Not everybody is the same.
Nope.
What works for one body is not going to work for another.
That's a fact.
So you have to pay attention to your own body. And that's exactly what I was doing with that juice cleanse
mm-hmm.
that I tried. I was like, this does not feel good.
Right.
I am not going to suffer for this.
No.
And so I just eat properly.
Right.
I eat good food, real food, organic, whole, healthy, plant-based food.
Right.
If you eat meat, that is totally fine. But make sure it's grass-fed.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you're not eating too much meat. Because
right.
when you eat too much meat, that's really bad.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, limit it.
Right.
I've always felt that it should not be your main
right.
portion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, health experts and nutritionists and doctors have always said, fill up on the veggies.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You can, the meat is fine, but honestly, the meat should be like a side.
Yeah, absolutely.
The meat
veggies
should be
the star.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, totally, totally agree with that. You know, that, it just kind of surprised me, you know, because I've never been a huge fan. I don't like that word cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that they, you know, market it to be this be-all, end-all, and that obviously your body is not working.
Right.
When your body is working, it's just that you're not properly taking care of it, maybe.
Yeah.
And so I was just kind of pleasantly surprised to hear you say that you
mm-hmm.
weren't a fan also.
Right.
I totally agree. I think that it's just more important to eat properly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overindulge. You know, the vampire, she used to always say, even like when she would have dessert,
mm-hmm.
she would have one bite.
Yeah.
Because she always said, well, the first bite tastes the same as the last.
Uh-huh.
So why do you need that last one? Just just take that first one, but you know what? That's what it's going to taste like the whole way through, and let it go.
Yeah.
Let yeah. it go.
Well, it's funny because when you change your diet and you are on it, on a healthy diet for a long period of time, and I don't even like to call it a diet,
right.
but for the
lifestyle.
Sake of, yeah, you know, it is a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. I made this lifestyle change. I made the decision to give up dairy and meat,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with anything except I needed to see if that's what was going to work for my body.
Right.
And so I went to lunch today with my family, and I was craving enchiladas.
Mm.
I haven't had cheese enchiladas in a long,
wow.
long time. And I was craving them so bad. And I was like, that's it. I'm just going to have them. So I had cheese enchiladas today. First time I've had cheese in a long time, several months. And I tasted it and I was like, this doesn't taste the same.
It was
and
off.
It didn't taste right.
No. Your taste buds and
yeah.
your body was probably going, what the
I know,
hell is
and
this?
I'm probably going to have a stomach ache and I'm probably going to be really upset. But I was like, you know, and it wasn't bad. It just didn't, I was like, I was craving this?
Right.
Why was I craving this? This doesn't taste what it used to taste like.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah.
You know, once you, if you can get over that, like if you're going to give up something, it is difficult.
Uh-huh. Oh,
like
yeah.
Like anything.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, totally.
You know, if you're giving up smoking, if you're
uh-huh.
giving anything.
Alcohol, sugar, whatever. Yeah.
It's always difficult
uh-huh.
in those early stages.
Yep.
But then you get to that point where you're just not even missing it anymore.
Right.
Usually it takes like a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
But then you're just not missing it.
Right.
You don't think about it. You're not obsessing over it. You're just going about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, like you said, when you do, like, give in and go, yeah, I'll go ahead and have that.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a shock because
yeah.
your memory, you're remembering, ooh, this, you know,
this
used to taste so good.
My favorite thing in the whole wide world was cheese
whenever
enchiladas.
Whenever we would go to a Mexican
yep.
restaurant, that's what you would get.
Yep. I got to have the cheese enchiladas no matter what restaurant we go to
yep.
because I need to taste them.
And yeah. And now you're, yeah, and so your body is now like, mm.
I was like, yeah, that's not what I remember.
Your body's like, this ain't gluten-free.
Yeah. And at a restaurant where I've had the cheese enchiladas before, and I absolutely love them.
Right.
And so then I sat down and I ate them, and I'm like, okay, well, that's disappointing.
That is, huh?
You know?
But do you think that kind of helps you?
Oh, yes.
To maintain?
Yes.
You know, thinking, you know what, this wasn't even worth it.
Right. Because tomorrow, I'm going to go home and make my own red chili.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat it the way I want to eat it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be way healthier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And because red chili is not bad for you if you cook it right. And so, you know, that spice that's in the chili is really good for your body.
Right.
And then if you're cooking it with, if you're thickening it with like arrowroot or whatever, mm-hmm. yep, that's got a little bit more carbs in it, but it doesn't have any gluten. And then you put a little bit of salt and some oregano, and you're good to go. And garlic.
That sounds so easy.
And it's super easy, and it tastes so good.
Wow.
And then you can put it on veggies. You can put it on whatever.
And sometimes that is the taste that you're missing.
Yes.
It's not necessarily the corn tortilla or right. the cheese.
Exactly.
It's just a certain mixture of you know, seasonings mm-hmm. and flavors that you're really missing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally, totally agree with that. Good for you. That is awesome.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, now I know. And now I won't do that again.
Right. Right. So, yeah. Just don't do cleanses.
Yeah. Don't do cleanses.
Listen to your body and just do what's right for your body. And a cleanse is not right.
What is right for your body? You know, you see these people who go on these juice fasts. They call them juice feasts. But because that's all they have is juice. They drink juice all day long. And yes, they are getting a lot of nutrients for your body. But did you know that you can overload your body on yes. nutrients? So, you know, if you can definitely eat too much spinach. It's not good for you. So
I'm a masticator. I need to chew.
I do too. I realized that when I was trying to do that juice cleanse, I was like, yeah, I need to eat.
Yeah.
And yeah, so just listen to your body. What is your body telling you when you eat certain things and do certain things?
Well, good for you.
So.
Yep, totally agree.
Yeah, but sugar, detoxing from sugar, which is, and I do kind of agree with the elimination, but I also agree with detoxing because sugar is like a drug. Very addictive. And
it is.
So,
flat out. It's not like a drug. It is.
Yeah.
It seriously. Is.
Your brain reacts to sugar like it does to cocaine. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. you know, you are, when you give up sugar, you are detoxing. So, yes, I would say, okay, I would agree
I'll go with
a sugar detox, but you need to do it the proper way. You need to, and all it is taking out the refined sugar and replacing it with good, nutrient dense, good for you food.
Right.
So.
Right.
In fact, awesome. I might be doing a sugar detox for everybody.
Awesome.
If you all want to join me.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to bring us to what's hot in Arizona.
Cool.
We're going to keep talking about food, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep talking about food. So, you know, we have our biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bless her heart. We really do appreciate her.
Oh, yes. Very much.
And, you know, sometimes she comes up with good ideas for our show.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me an article. She's so cute. She'll send me little articles that she finds.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent one about a restaurant that opened up in Phoenix that has a mission. Now, I love me a mission.
Yep.
This place, first of all, it had me right away because it's got like the whole island vibe going on.
Uh-huh.
I was like, surf's up. Cowabunga, we're going. And of course, I checked out the menu. And the menu's pretty good. I'm like, all right. It touts itself as a... not really a restaurant, really. It's like coffee shop and bar. Huh. I was like, oh, what? Now, okay. You know, I'm not going to pass up coffee. I'm not a drinker anymore, but I'm not going to pass up coffee. So we went, and it is called Hanai.
Mm.
Now, in Hanai, that's Hawaiian for kind of the family you choose.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. So it's all about Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind.
Right.
This place is amazing. First of all, I would not care about the price of the food. I would not care if it tasted like mud pies. I love their mission. But first off, the pricing is fine and the food's really good. This guy opened this restaurant, and all of the proceeds go to help foster kids.
That's awesome.
That are aging out of the foster system.
That is amazing.
It is amazing. The kids that work there,
uh-huh,
are foster kids.
Oh.
And what he does is, you know, by hiring them, he's helping them to learn how to work out, uh-huh, in the world. And he also helps by, the proceeds go toward continued education, housing, which is huge.
Yes.
Because a lot of times these kids age out and they have nowhere to go.
Yep, exactly.
It's like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Which is so sad that our foster system just kind of says, okay, fly, hey, be free.
Yep, here you go. You're an adult now.
You don't have any skills. You have, you know, nobody to help you, really.
Right.
But good luck to you.
Right.
Good luck to you. He and his wife adopted a girl, and which I think is fantastic. I got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
He was there at the restaurant.
Awesome.
When you walk in, it's very bright and airy, and you just feel welcome. They have a stage, and they do, they have bands, live bands.
Ooh.
On Sunday, they have a huge Sunday brunch. He says that it is so crowded on Sundays. I want to go on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it sounds amazing. Not only do they have a DJ, they also do trivia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Oh, my gosh. I went with our biggest fan. She is also vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
So, I was a little concerned.
Uh-huh.
Because first things I looked at were like turkey sandwiches and,
uh-huh,
wonderful. These sandwiches look amazing. We were going to go for lunch. Weird day, and I was up early. We went for breakfast.
Oh,
it was a weird day. We went for breakfast. Again, I'm like, breakfast burritos and croissants, you know, breakfast sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, so what are we going to do? They have boards. Charcuterie boards.
Uh-huh.
And the boards for breakfast, or you can do them all day, I don't know. But we chose for breakfast was four. They had four different toasts that, uh-huh, you could get.
Uh-huh.
You could pick three out of the four.
Uh-huh.
Turns out she and I both are not big fans of avocado toast. So we got these other three toasts to go on the board. I got an iced caramel macchiato,
uh-huh,
and she got an iced chai latte. She said it was the best she had ever had.
Uh-huh.
And she is a chai latte drinking woman. Best she's ever had. My coffee was very, very good. It tasted like coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times you get those iced coffees and it's
sugar.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't taste the coffee.
Right.
I like coffee. I like the taste of coffee. This tasted like coffee with a hint of caramel.
Nice.
It was very nice. The toasts, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We got the bread, first off, was some artisan bread, I don't know, but we got peanut butter and banana with cinnamon honey drizzled over
yum.
It. Oh my gosh.
Yum.
And then we got another one that was like an almond butter with almond slivers and strawberries.
Yeah,
again with cinnamon and honey over it.
That's
the third
yummy.
One was the best. And if you get this, eat the others first and let this one sit for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Makes all the difference in the world. It was a berry compote over cream cheese. Mm-hmm. When you let it sit, the cream cheese warms up a little bit and you get that real cream cheesy taste.
Uh-huh.
Holy cow. With big strawberries and blueberries fresh on top of the compote.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing. They also have a patio, so you can sit outside if you want to. Nice. There was a woman with a puppy out on the patio. And so, you know, dog friendly.
Oh, nice. That's even better.
Right? It was so comfortable in there. I mean, we were there, honestly, we stayed there for hours just talking, and we took our time eating. We savored this. And, of course, you know, they have the menu can go all day. They also had some pastries, muffins, they got bagels, all kinds of drinks, all kinds of drinks. And it was, they even have a conference room.
Oh.
If you want to have... maybe you want to have your team together for a morning meeting. They have a closed off room that you can use. I don't know how many people would fit in there. I bet they could probably fit like 40 people in there, honestly.
Wow.
But it was so welcoming. And like I said, meeting the owner, he was now by the time we left, it was the lunch people were coming in. And they were bellying up to the bar already. It's like, dang, buddy. And say, "Ooh, just wait till that, you know, wait till that hand hits the 12. At least make it noon
until
you start." But it was super fun.
Awesome.
Super duper fun. Again, I love the mission. I love the fact that they are giving back to a community that is often overlooked.
Yes, absolutely.
There are a lot of kids in our foster system. And... they even have on the wall near there's a hallway going to the restrooms, and on the wall they have a QR code, and they have a little bit of their story and what they do, and this QR code, you can hold your phone up to it, and it will bring up children that are available in our foster system for adoption. It was just amazing.
That's amazing.
Anyway, it's called Hanai. And they're located at 3648 West Southern Avenue in Phoenix.
Cool.
Fabulous place. Totally worth it. Yeah. Super fun. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
I want to try like a bunch of other stuff that they had.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to go for a trivia time.
Yes,
you know,
that
I'd
sounds
like to,
fun.
Yeah, super fun. So, you know, head out there, breakfast or lunch or, you know, light dinner, Hanai. 3648 West Southern Avenue.
Awesome.
Yeah, super great place.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Same.
Well, I do hope that everybody follows us on Instagram at Hot in Arizona. You'll be able to see pictures of all these fun places. Watch out for the ones for Hanai. There will be a special picture in there of something really cool that they have. I'm not going to give it out. You're going to have to go take a look. And you can follow me, Scarlett, at HeartPrinceAZ on Instagram.
And me, Kelly, Healthy Heart and Happy Soul on Instagram. And my blog at www.healthyheartandhappysoul.health.blog.
Excellent. Well, I hope everybody has a great week.